Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dan Helley of NFL Network joins the show at 11:30. We'll get his thoughts on what we're discussing right now, which is the power rankings around the NFL. The Redskins listed 7th best. I feel like that's just so aggressive and excessive. I'm saying reactionary. Danny, you're saying reactionary?
I am too. I understand how it happened. I know how we got here. I can explain it, but come on, let's do a poll. I mean, you already did it, but let's just informally ask yourself and your couple coworkers as you're going about your day today. Are the Redskins the 7th best team in the NFL? Instinctively. Just answer that question. If you could honestly say yes, you're an optimistic, beautiful soul. I really don't think so.
For the record, 77% of the first couple hundred people who have voted at Grant H. Paulson say reactionary. 23% say realistic. So 3/4 of primarily Redskins fans who are voting on my Twitter account are saying that this is not correct. Two things that work in the Redskins' favor, though. The first we've already covered. There aren't great teams in the league right now. I just went through the other teams around them. And the Eagles are 6th. They played a bad game and almost beat Philadelphia in week 1. The Raiders are 1 spot behind them at 8th. They just destroyed Oakland. The Vikings are 9th. Minnesota offensively has been without their quarterback, Sam Bradford, for a couple weeks and lost 2 games ago. The Broncos, who just played a terrible game. The Cowboys, 2 weeks removed from playing a terrible game. The Steelers played an awful game this past week. Are 11, 12, and 13.
Mm-hmm.
The Redskins have yet to play a terrible game. So those are some of the things that bode well for them. The other thing is, I do think as Redskins fans, being as close to this as people in this town are, and guys like you and me who have followed this team forever are, the national perspective a lot of times, when you're putting together a ranking like this, they're not accounting for the 20 years of the misery and you and I assuming that the bottom's about to fall out because something good just happened. We are trained. Mentally, whether we'll admit it or not, subconsciously, you and I all week long will go into this Chiefs games assuming the worst.
Right.
Because this great game against Oakland just happened, and they can't possibly do that twice in a row.
There's just no way.
It just wouldn't happen.
Right?
It's been 25 years without something like that happening.
But nationally, they go, they don't have the 25 years of history.
Exactly. They just look at last week and say, well, this is what this team is.
And they played well.
So they could do that again against Kansas City if they did it against Oakland. And we don't view it that way because there is a pessimism and there is, you can call it realism if you want to, but there is a belief that the other shoe's about to drop. Here's the ESPN power rankings that I actually like better. They also have Atlanta and Kansas City 1 and 2. For what it's worth, they have the Falcons first and the Chiefs 2nd, which I would flip. They've got the Patriots 3rd, which I think is reasonable.
Mm-hmm.
They have the Packers 4th, which is where they should be. And the Packers are behind the Redskins in the other power rankings. Green Bay's 2 and 1. I understand that they lost. Aaron Rodgers coming off of a gem of a performance. To get them an overtime win, they could easily be 1 and 2. They're not. They're 2 and 1. I think that's a good ranking. They've got the Broncos in the top 5. To me, the Broncos are a lot more the first 2 week Denver team we saw than the last one. So see what ESPN did. They got the Steelers coming off a loss to the Bears, 6th. But they only dropped them down 3 spots after that loss to
the
Bears.
They go, hey, that was a bad loss.
This is how power rankings should be done a little bit more authentically for me. If you have a terrible game, it's going to cost you a few spots. The Raiders went from 5 to 7. They're still 7th, though, because the point on ESPN.com, and this power ranking is done by their staff, is that if the Raiders played the Redskins again today, they'd beat the Redskins probably. And that's how I view football. This is what happened when they played on Sunday night. This is not gospel now. This does not mean the Redskins would beat the Raiders 8 out of 10 times.
You give them credit because they did, but
exactly.
let's not.
So then you go Detroit, Dallas, Tennessee, Minnesota, Seattle, Philly, all ahead of Washington at 14. I think this is way more realistic than the other one.
I agree with that. In general, I feel like Tennessee is better than a lot of the teams ahead of them in the other set of rankings. Dallas, I think, is as disgusting and annoying as it is. Yeah, they lost to Denver out there in the weird progressive fielded Mile High Stadium inside of Mile High Coors sponsorship field. But they're still pretty damn good, too.
I believe Sports Authority Field is what you're looking for.
Oh, right. At Progressive Stadium inside Mile High Vantage Point. Dallas is still good, and they deserve a little bit more credit, I think. If you're going, again, just sort of lifetime rankings here, coming into the season, we thought they were X. They've kind of showed you that they're pretty close to X again. You know what I mean? Like, to me, dropping them down as far outside of the top 10, I think, is what the NFL rankings had them. That seems a little silly to me. But Tennessee is terrific. I think they should probably be higher. I like that they're that far ahead of the Redskins just in terms of these rankings here. But if you inevitably, if you say a team is, you've got this predetermined vision of what a team is. Like, for me, example, for coming in for the, to the season, I'd said the Steelers are going to represent the AFC in the Super Bowl. So I have an idea that they're pretty good. They haven't really done very well just yet. They're 2-1, I'm aware of that. But
they've been
didn't
okay.
Look, their most impressive win is against Minnesota. They played well. Week one, Cleveland's just hanging around and had a chance. You know what I mean? It wasn't very dominant. It didn't make you feel that confident.
Right.
And then here in week three, you go to Chicago and lose. It's still one of those, I get not wanting to overreact, but don't you have to recalibrate at a certain point?
I think so. I do think there is something to be said for, though, even if you struggle to beat a team, if you still handle your business and you end up winning, whether you dominated them or not, I'm not huge on style points and power rankings necessarily, because I think teams get up for the good teams more than they do for the bad teams. I think it's really hard to be a club like the Chiefs or the Falcons unbeaten.
It's a good point.
Right now, because the Redskins preach all week long, we got to be perfect.
And there's only two unbeaten teams. So
exactly.
Where I was going to go is kind of the corollary is if you don't punish a team too much for hey, you had a bad loss. A few teams had a bad loss this week, right? Oakland, Denver, Pittsburgh, all teams in the top 10 had awkward losses that you kind of go, that didn't make much sense. Normally, if you're not punishing them, you are punishing another team that had a great win by not moving them down further in your rankings. Like a team that like looked awesome, like Tennessee at home was great against Seattle. Looked really, really good, right? Well, they don't get to move up as much because you're not punishing this other team. So it's almost this indirect, you're not giving enough respect to somebody that's done something.
One thing I'm getting a lot of on Twitter at Grant H. Paulson, at Funny Danny, you want to hit us up, is people saying that if the Redskins play a really good game against the Chiefs, beat them, a lot of them are saying, but if they play very well against Kansas City, then them being seventh won't be irresponsible.
Agreed.
I agree with that, too. I just think maybe it was a week early to put them there. Dan Helly of NFL Network at 11:30. We'll go around the NFC East next on Grant and Danny here on The Fan.
Guys, I love fantasy football. I do. I love it. I'm in 10-year-long leagues. I also play daily fantasy. I love that, too. If you are like me and love fantasy football, you have got to try Draft. It is all the latest rage. It's very hot right now. Draft. I was in 4 different drafts this past week. They only take about 5-6 minutes to get done. Won some money. Cold, hard cash. That's right. Actual money. And you got an 80% better chance of winning on Draft than you do the normal daily fantasy sites. What are you waiting for? Give it a try. All you do is you draft your team for that week in a league. You can challenge a friend heads up. You can get involved in a 6-team league, a 3-team league, 10-team, year-long type stuff. It's so much fun. Make your first deposit. And when you do, use my promo code 1067Danny. What that's going to get you is one of those free entries into a real cash money game. That's right. 1067Danny. That's your promo code. Just go to the App Store, look up Draft. It's that easier. Go to draft.com and get this done. I'm telling you, you will be hooked. The instant you get in, you can't believe that you were wasting all this time over the course of so many years. It is so much fun. Real live snake drafts done in under 5 minutes. Set your lineup and forget it. Draft in the App Store or draft.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.